Any other question?
He has been living in the temple for a year, but he is feeling that he is doing the service like now in a mechanic way, and he wants to do the service but more naturally. So how is possible to change this mood of service?
You have to do service under guidance of Gurudev. Then what is necessary? Always we are not independent. We are the under guidance of Gurudev. We are only chatak pakhi like this. We are waiting for service. We have to wait for service. When order coming, immediately we should do that service. In this way we have to do that service. Understand? Sometimes we are doing some karma. Gurudev is telling that example that the cat is taking the rat and the cat is taking his baby. It is looking same, but it is not same mood. On for his own enjoyment with the rat eating and taking his baby for service. Sometimes in the temple we are also doing something, but what we have mind coming we are doing. But what the scripts are told, what Gurudev told, we are not following that. It is becoming karma. And karma result is karma bandhan, bondage in the karma and going to the hell. For that, we have to do some service by the guidance of Gurudev or by the guidance of senior Vaishnav. And any contradiction coming, any problem coming, you can easily ask to Gurudev, I want to do like this and my temple manager is telling like that. It is correct or not? You can clarify that. In this way you can harmonize.
When he is doing this service, he is not feeling like it is something he necessarily wants to do, some enthusiasm. He's just, you know, he has to do it, so he does it, and it's like almost like he's doing like a robot because he's told to do, so he's doing, but he's not feeling some heartfelt enthusiasm.
He has get not enthusiasm because of if somebody has material desire, enthusiasm is not coming easily. Yeah, we have some great desire to do some service, then we can easily can finish that service. Enthusiasm is coming through service and service. Practicing properly, doing service and service and service, you are telling only 1 year in the service. It is not sufficient for 1 year. It is more and more service is necessary until your death. You will not be tired. 1 year I did service, not result is coming, I am not getting any result. That is, sometimes we are becoming tired.
Sometimes maybe that question is like that. What I can do? I have so much vini mark. I have to do this, I have to do that. Not just the deities, but in the temple. I have to, so many rules I have to follow. But he wants to at the same time have some love for what he's doing.
We do not want to be a Shaujiya. Understand? We do not want to be a Shaujiya. Ragamargo is doing his Vrindavan. Brajavasi, they are doing Ragamargo Seva. But we have to follow some Vidhi Margo also. We have to follow Vidhi Margo in Kedar Bodrinarayan. Bodrinath, I saw the pujari is wearing the big jacket, thick cloth, with socks, with things, so much. Like, if you want to do puja in Russia in winter season, you have to also wearing that coat. And like this, so what is the problem? What situation is going on? That is, at least you have to follow. Like, very cold in the marble temple, is very cold, then not wearing the shoes. You can make the shoes with the cloth. Understand? With socks, no problem. But main things, you have to feeding the deities. You have to proper food the deities. That is the main things. That is, you have love and affection for the deities. That is main things. Any other question?
We want to train them, teach them. Sometimes they have some problem to be a vegetarian. They sometimes asking why cannot take eggs. So I find it a bit difficult to answer them.
Fish, eggs cannot take. That is, it is non-veg. egg is coming from the chicken or from the any like this, and for that egg can make that if some they make the baby chicken, understand? And egg is very proteinable food. It is fully non-veg. For that our sampradaya never accept the eggs, fish, anything. Understand? It is sahajiyajam. Understand? Here also some sampradaya have, they are putting tilak, they are putting kontimala, they are on kalachat sampradaya, and they are not eating meat, but they are eating fish. And they are not accept as Gauriya sampradaya. Any other question?
How to achieve innocence in the heart, to chant the holy name and to truly serve, letting go of selfish intentions?
Yes, it is depends upon practitioner. This is called karma mishra bhakti. I want to worship Krishna, but I want some material desire. It is called karma mishra bhakti. Understand? Eho bhajjo age kahoar. Mahaprabhu told, forget it. Give up this. Eho bhajjo age kahoar. Karma mishra bhakti. It is self-interesting. We are not be a self-interested. We always please the Lord. That is our main things. How shall I please our Guru? How shall I please the devotee? How shall I please the Lord? That is our main intention. How shall I please our... I can go to the hell, no problem. That is for that I can go to the jail, I can go to the hell, no problem. If I can please our Guru, please our Lord. That will be the practice, then it will be perfect. Practice makes perfect. Through practitioner, practice will make perfect. And that will be slowly. And if sometimes bad emotion, bad desire will come in your heart, and from the root level, from the grass level, you have to demolish that. And not to keep in this some kind of material desire, bad desire coming in your heart, and you are going to increase that every time, then you have to fall down from this society.
How can we know that the deity is satisfied with our sacrifice?
That is a good question. Through your service, you can understand if deity is satisfied or not. You can easily realize that deity is satisfied or not. Understand? If Gurudev told, senior Vaishnav told, that you are good servitor, you are very happy, and you are doing good service, then you can understand. If it's your duty is to do some service, but Lord will be happy or not, that is His desire. That you will be happy or not happy, it is His mood. But your duty have to be service. Lord will be happy or not, that is not your question. That is not your problem. Understand? You have to do that. Lord accept or not accept, that is His desire. Understand? But we should do the service. Proper service.
He is saying, at present we are in Tunja. Tunja is near to Paipa and Uitama. But they have been feeling much reciprocation, loving reciprocation from the devotees in Medellin, Colombia. So they have been directing their services, maybe some service donation, and keeping in touch with the devotees of the new temple established there in Medellin, Colombia. But every time he is feeling, they want to know what Guru Maharaj will like us to do, what Srila Acharya Dev will like us to do. It is right that we are now being in touch, in contact with the devotees in Medellin, Colombia, and trying to serve the deities there, Nita y Goranga. They want to know how to proceed.
No problem. What they are doing in touch in Mega, yes, that temple, Raganuga Prabhu is there, service there, and you can help them, you can do service there, no problem.
We're hearing that there are four main sampradayas. But I'm wondering, what sampradaya are the pandas in Puri?
I am not clarifying who is sampradaya, who is sampradaya. I know better our sampradaya. I do not clarify so many other sampradaya, what they are doing, what is their things. I am not doing to clarify with them. Understand? There are Jagannath servitors, they are doing service for Jagannath. That is sufficient for me. I have to give respect to them. That is my duty. I do not thinking who are their Swiss sampradaya, what their Swiss sampradaya. Understand? It is not necessary to know.
If someone is already initiated in ISKCON and wants to take initiation from you and take shelter from you, what is the procedure?
Who is their guru? I do not know. I have to give respect to them. How shall I give initiation? If they want to take initiation, enthusiasm too much, I will tell them can take initiation. But they will give also respect to their previous guru also. Otherwise, if they want to help our mission, they want to service our mission, it is not emergency to change the guru also.
We can develop some affection for guru if they no meet in person. Somebody may be taking initiation from you or Prasad or word, and they didn't see you in person.
That is, distance is not problem. Heart to heart connection, distance is not the question. Guru is always with us. Krishna like always with us, Guru also always with us. Understand? Guru te martya buddhi. Guru te martya buddhi is one kind of namaparad. If Guru is, if I thinking Gurudev is material body, then it is the one namaparad. And Guru is the transcendental body. And he always with us. Lord is always with us. We are not thinking Lord is Goloka Vrindavan, and we are offering the bhog to the Lord, and from far, only 15 minutes, how he will come to take prasadam. Understand, this is not question. Gurudev and Lord is surrendering always with us. It is not depends the distance, so many thousand kilometers, when we are offering the bhog. All over the world, millions of millions of people offering the bhog on time, same time. And Krishna is going same time to the take prasadam everywhere. How is possible?
Sometimes preachers, they take proper ideas or conceptions from other Vaishnavas, from their books or their lectures, or from hearing from them. But if they are not quoting them, or from where they heard, or not giving proper recognition, is it not a
Vaishnava
aparad or
Sahajayajan? Okay, we can say, we can give the name who is saying, the who is telling that. We can tell their name. That sometimes we are composing the books, we are writing, who is telling that, we are writing their name. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told also not to read so many sampradaya's books, not to necessary to give up so much knowledge, prachur kalabhas na koribe, prachur granto na poribe. So many things Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lines, if I take initiation, we should follow that. Our sampradaya books, we have to read that. If other sampradaya is, he is reading that book, other sampradaya's books, it is the offense of the Guru. Understand? It is offensive of the Gurudev. What Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev told. And as he Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj also told. And so many books writing our Gauri Sampradaya, if we read that books, that is no problem. This other Sampradaya without Gauri Sampradaya, we are reading so much other things, and we are giving some quotation to others, it is some offense is coming.